But as the Labor Day weekend approaches in the U.S., many Americans in the Southeast are nervously watching what happens in the Atlantic. That's where Hurricane Dorian is whirling. When we put this show together, the storm was over open water, a couple hundred miles east of the Turks and Caicos Islands, and its maximum sustained wind speeds were around 85 miles per hour, making it a Category 1 hurricane. But as it moves west, forecasters expect Dorian to strengthen, possibly to Category 4 status, with wind speeds of 130 miles per hour. The reason for that is because it's over warmer water now, and that's usually fuel for hurricanes. So where is Dorian going to go? Meteorologists still don't know. Landfall on the continental U.S. is expected sometime around Monday morning. That could happen anywhere between the Florida Keys and southeast Georgia. A state of emergency has been declared for a handful of Georgia counties and for all counties in Florida. Florida's governor is telling people to have 7 days worth of food and medicine on hand. Lines are out the door and down the street for groceries and gasoline. The island of Puerto Rico, as well as the U.S. and British Virgin Islands, have already seen some damage from Dorian, and the storm was on track to hit Grand Bahama Island on Sunday. But as far as the mainland U.S. is concerned, it's Florida that likely faces the biggest threat from Hurricane Dorian.